Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of Nerds vs. Evil. Forewarning, we ran into an issue with an echo this episode, and despite our best efforts, we couldn't edit it out. Rest assured, the issue is resolved as of episode 2, so stick with us. Now tighten that fanny pack and grab your nearest melee weapon. It's time to fight some evil.
There is one nasty-ass storm heading this way. Tornado touched down about 4 blocks away.
Genes that automatically adapt to your body size. The Super Shapers!
You can run, but you cannot hide. It's the greatest movie in the world. Llama Gather.
This is Nerds vs. Evil.
All right, nerds, what's going on? Welcome to the very first episode of Nerds vs. Evil.
That's right.
So, for our very first episode, we all punished ourselves and watched Clownado. And Martin's getting some cake. So I'm your host, Jason, and I got a panel of co-hosts, as you can see. Right there in the middle is my brother, the Halloween guy, John.
What's up? How's it going, everyone?
And then all the way to the side is Chris.
Or Martin.
Or you can put them together. That's Chris Martin.
There you go. Not from Coldplay.
And the lovely lady behind me is my wife, Amber.
Oh, hello.
And then not seen but heard is me and the Halloween guy's father, Ken.
The voice.
Yes, the voice.
Yeah, the voice of God.
The voice of God.
Let's go around real quick. What did you guys just in general think of this movie, like a real quick, just kind of.
It's fucking terrible. I don't know. You guys say we torture ourselves, but if this is torture, it was great.
Tie you to the wall, huh?
Jesus Christ. I do have to say, it did have its moments.
Yes, we will get into some of the detail of those moments shortly here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's even better.
Oh my God.
So, a quick summary of the movie is a troop of murderous circus clowns are trapped in a tornado by witches' spell and travel the Midwest destroying everything and everyone in their path while seeking revenge on the woman who imprisoned them. Riveting.
Damn. That does not sum up what we just watched.
No, it absolutely does not.
Because I'm going to tell you this, just from the beginning, I was enjoying the beginning part because I thought it was like a 1920s, like,
right?
Like origin story. That yes. All of a sudden they were in like a newer GMC pickup truck and I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, beginning was very good. I actually enjoyed that. Got me interested in what was going to happen. Seeing all the old clips.
Yeah, definitely. What got me was the point of view of the gun.
Jesus Christ!
Sucked me in. Yeah, right.
Literally, my first note here is I can't tell what time period this is supposed to be. Is it gangster 40s with Walmart clothes?
I put that too. I said GMC truck. What time era does this take place?
It's just the way they're talking.
That's a great point.
For the record, it is current. It takes place in our time, right now.
Oh, yeah, I picked up on that later on, and I'm like, why was what?
I mean, I get all the circus references, and that really kind of pulls you in because the beginning was good. But actually, the other thing that's really good is their poster. Their poster is awesome for this movie but there isn't one thing in that poster that takes place in this movie.
That is correct. So
the transitions were terrible.
Yeah. What I'm curious. So those were Bub and Amber. Those were your guys' first notes as the Time Era.
Yes. That was really my first note here.
Martin, what was your first note?
My first was they started talking about a circus mafia, and I want to see if I had to look up to see if that was real. Circus fucking mafia sounds pretty cool.
That's what we
need.
They
pull you in with a pretty cool little story there.
Yep.
Yeah, I was sitting there on my phone. They're all circus mafia. I'm all,
okay. Like, all right, all right. I'm in.
I'm like, sign me up. How do I join?
Dad, what about you? What was your first note that you had?
It's a lot of money. And
first note, the very first note I had was that the beginning before the movie started was good.
The credits. So
that was whoever did that, it was really well done. And then the movie started.
Okay, so that was your first note? Because my first note contradicts that. I wrote intro credits, same Halloween decoration shown over and over.
You're talking about the swing.
It was a swing over and over. It was like they'd go to something, then they're like, well, we got to go back to that swing. We just need more of that.
It has some pretty neat old time pictures of the circus and everything else. I thought those were pretty cool.
Which helped build up the idea that it possibly was going to take place in the 20s.
Yeah, and that did happen.
So the movie starts, and it's I don't know her name. I said she was like plus size Amy Adams.
Savannah.
Yeah. Okay. Savannah and Chase, right? They're having an affair.
I thought it was Cash.
It's Cash.
Whatever.
Which looked just like Bradley Cooper, by the way, like that's, a husky Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Rugged Bradley Cooper. I have nicknames for everybody besides their name because I didn't know anybody's name. So then I take that back.
I go back through and write all the names in, so it's okay.
I take that back because my next note, my second note, is then we're introduced to Ronnie, and Ronnie shows up, and I'll tell you what. This guy is acting like he's in a damn Shakespearean play. He's giving it his all.
I will tell you, he is hands down the best actor in that entire movie.
Oh, no way. Not a chance.
Yeah. Ronnie?
No way. Black Elvis.
It's Hawk.
Hawk.
Ronnie
Hurricane
Ronnie
Hawk.
Hurricane really Hawk. Sold it.
He definitely liked to mention how many times he's been up in the... hurricanes.
We're jumping ahead there. That's a big jump.
So then after that, Ronnie forces Amy Adams to kill.
What's his name?
Cash.
And then forces Amy Adams to be on stage and like. Almost tortured in front of a live audience, which comes the next thing. There were children in the audience.
Time out. You can't keep calling her Amy Adams because you're going to be sued for libel at this point.
Exactly.
Attaching her to this movie.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, don't degrade Amy Adams.
Thank you. And can we also know why is every scene in this movie green?
I saw that too. The lighting is all green.
Why is everything green?
Colorful lighting.
But you guys, you missed one of the best points so far.
They're all green screens.
Is when she comes out and yells at that guy and saying the only reason he's with her is because she's arm candy. That's terrifying.
That's fucked up.
There was no arm candy there, I'm sorry to say. Savannah is no arm candy.
So regarding the audience that's there to watch this show, I am positive that the audience is the exact same actors and actresses that are the clowns.
Could be.
I was literally looking at that going, my next note, pretty positive the audience are all the same actors playing the clowns.
It saves money that way, so that kind of works.
What threw me off is how they go from there to the scene with Rachel and the guy that was in the audience and her mom.
That's supposed to be this
the beer guy?
I have his name. Yeah. His name is Drunk Steve.
I was so confused when that scene came up because then it literally wasn't touching on it again. And I'm like, what was the point of that?
Yeah.
To get her introduced to the group, to get her off by herself, which was pointless.
Up. It was to build upon the story of her real father. Dad.
Her character did nothing in the entire movie other than take up a space in the car.
You know how they could have saved money? Just not made the fucking movie.
Okay, but can we go back to the darts, please?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
And the biggest point of this whole movie, can I please say it? You know what I want to say.
No, we're not doing that yet. We'll get to that.
Boobs.
Okay. All right.
Fine. We'll just talk about it. At one point, this is I guarantee everybody's thing.
Of boobs in this movie.
At one point, one of the clowns takes off her shirt to reveal her breasts.
Teeth boobs.
So then,
and she said they were perfect.
And then the nipples get teeth, and her stomach opens up and reveals like teeth, and she then eats somebody.
She bites Rachel's dad's neck.
Yeah. I made a note of her, too. I called her the nipple biter.
Yeah, mine was killer tits has a new meaning now.
Yeah.
Damn. I feel like they literally, like, found some girls that are willing to, like, go topless on camera, and they're like, we got a movie, guys.
Yeah,
no, that's right.
On Candy.
Yeah, from Iowa.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Bambi definitely saved the beginning of that movie.
So then after the whole incident at the carnival, we're introduced to this witch.
Well, you left off the whole darts thing.
What did you want to talk about the darts?
There were darts thrown at poor Savannah's breasts.
Yeah, I wanted to know where the darts went after they popped the balloons. Okay.
Into her skin.
It showed them, like, up just above.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, but did anybody, what did anybody think of the way that they were cutting up Cash's body? How that looked?
Terrible.
So I looked up reviews. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Yeah, just a little bit what I was
going to
say.
Hold on. Give me a second here to pull up the reviews on this because...
Damn, you don't want to save the reviews for last.
We can do that. We can do that. Yeah. We'll do that.
I know which one he's specifically wanting to bring up in regards to that.
So I do want to talk about when they were cutting up Cash because I did make a note of this. I put all the blood and effects look like jelly.
Jelly.
Yeah.
It was awful. Like, yeah, it was horrible.
Looked like jelly or like formaldehyde. Like...
And yeah, barbecue it looked sauce. Like they took a ham hock, and then they were just trying to cut it, and then they were just throwing blood all over it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even blood. It was like a gel.
Yeah, it was jelly and barbecue sauce with red food coloring.
Because I even made a note of what was Autumn putting in that jar when they hooked up with her, because they couldn't tell what the hell that was.
So to talk about when they're cutting up Cash's body, I have a note on this. Ronnie asks the clowns to help, and then he doesn't. He asks them, hey, are you guys going to help me do this or what? And then he doesn't do anything. It's all the other people cut it up. Nope.
He sits there and evil laughs.
Yeah, dude. That's exactly what he does.
He's really a really good Joker impression. It's not very good.
Yeah, so, apparently that's Amber's favorite.
He didn't have to do anything because he's already done something for everyone else. So this is their turn to help him.
So like Martin said about the circus mafia being brought up, right?
Dude.
I also wrote this down.
It's not real, by the way. It's not a real thing.
So Savannah, at one point, tells Autumn... that she cannot run because Ronnie has connections all over the country, and that's why she can't run away. And my next note is, I have a really hard time believing Ronnie has connections all over the country, and she wouldn't be able to run from him.
Like, clown mafia runs deep, bro.
the circus mafia, dude.
That's good point.
I like that.
Guys, that's- Guys, soon on Redbubble, we're going to open up our Nerds versus Evil store. First shirt, Circus Mafia. That'll be the first shirt.
I was going to talk about the fact that the storm rolls in and they literally just abandon the body out there and hop in the truck.
Yeah, I wrote that too. Yeah. I have that down. The storm rolls in and they're just like, all right, we're leaving this body out here in the open. It's too windy out here, guys. We're not going to finish this.
Because they got sucked up in the tornado.
No, they jumped in the truck first.
Because the tornado was coming.
I mean, every other time they land, there's no truck. They just land in a fucking tornado.
But no, I was going to say my favorite part is how they get, like, sucked up in the tornado, but then after a while it feels like they control the tornado.
Yeah.
Like, they started to summon it.
The lightning.
But then they're, like, falling in it.
They go, oh, okay.
That's the spell. That's the whole spell.
So
they become part of the tornado.
So Savannah is venting to Autumn, and Autumn decides to cast a spell that's gonna curse all this group of clowns, even though it's just supposed to be Ronnie, unless she's trying to curse the whole Circus Mafia, which is only five people. Yeah. So
that we know of.
After she does that, and they disappear. She looks at Savannah and says, go, I will meet up with you sometime down the road. And I wrote down, why didn't Autumn go with Savannah? Told her to leave and she would find her.
We never saw Autumn for the rest of the movie.
No, she got killed.
Yeah, we do.
She gets killed.
Yeah, she gets her face ripped off. Okay. Yeah.
Was I asleep?
So then the next scene is we get to see the strip club, which I'm very curious.
Wait, no. You see the cowboy pick up Black Elvis.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Yeah. I don't even know his name. I was calling him Drunk Billy Ray Cyrus.
Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter. And Black Elvis.
Okay. Yeah,
Billy, Black Elvis. They call him Billy Bob, too.
Yeah, he has like four different names.
Doghouse. Doghouse Riley. That's one of his names.
He has like all these different names.
I just have him down as Mel Gibson.
Did anybody happen to catch the name of the strip club they go to?
Yes, I wrote it. Yep, the Stinky Pink.
The Stinky Pink, yes.
I have the Stinky Pink. More boobs.
Wow, I missed that one. But I did catch the sign that was on the wall in there.
What would the sign say?
It said, I reserve the right to say F you.
Me too, Pink.
Yes, the owner of the strip club is known as Spider.
Yeah.
Oh my God, and her hair. I could not.
Probably because it sounds scary.
Yeah. They were scared of her, too. I was a little bit as well.
Yeah, homeboy gets hit in the head, and then he looks at Billy Ray Cyrus, and he goes, I need you guys to leave. I need this job.
Yeah.
He's like gushing blood from his head. He's like,
yeah, I know. Awesome. Like, yeah, the guy that like started the whole thing, like he ended up being okay. He could stay there, but everyone else had to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, but now in the bar... next to Black Elvis, when they kind of start messing around a little bit, Jimmy is in there. Jimmy is sitting at the end of the bar. He looks just like Jimmy. I was dying.
I actually have a note on here that one of the clowns looks like Jimmy.
Jesus.
It's the one that ends up jumping in the back of the truck.
He probably was one of the clowns. Could have been.
So,
he was sitting at the bar next to Black Elvis.
And then we're introduced to the stripper Bambi.
Bambi.
Okay.
Woohoo!
So then Bambi gets fired because somebody there grabs her. So then she leaves with Black Elvis and Drunk Billy Ray Cyrus.
Libel.
And
yeah.
So then the next thing Hunter. That happens of note is we see Autumn back in her RV. And the storm's coming in, the tornado and everything, and that's when we find out that the clowns are in the tornado.
Wait, but you skipped Rachel being followed by the creepy guy.
No, that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, it happens before that. It says, teen girl who pays her dad is walking alone and being followed by a creepy guy. And then it says, how many different storylines are there? And then apparently the clowns never left. How is it a clownado?
Yeah, you know, it's very much like a television show type, like, build. Like, you're seeing all these different stories kind of happen.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, so we're introduced to her and that whole thing.
But I got a quick question for the four of you. What did you think of the bouncer?
Isn't that the guy that got hit with the beer bottle?
Yeah. With the beer bottle. But that guy, he throws an F-bomb, and it's like, dude, that guy never threw an F-bomb in his life. He was like the worst bouncer possible. I'm thinking of Topher when I saw that bouncer. Yeah, he had no business bouncing. There was nothing bouncing there.
He was bouncing.
So
he was bouncing.
Anyway, so Ronnie and company show up at Autumn's, and they want to punish her because she's the one that cursed them. Is there any indication that they would know that?
Because she carries around a chest of hearts. She's the only witch.
Because she's a witch.
That's it. That's it. They're just like, you know what? It had to have been Autumn.
There's a taking it.
I think she's part of the circus mafia.
Yeah, what I didn't understand is before they were sucked into the tornado and the spell that sucked them into it, they were already eating cash and getting blood in their mouth and shit. And then now all of a sudden they're like zombie clowns in a freaking tornado, but it made no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at this point, too, hadn't they already killed Savannah the first time?
No.
No. Hadn't
killed her yet?
No. Spoiler alert.
That happens in the diner.
Spoiler alert.
So, yeah. So then, does anybody have anything else? Because I was going to follow up with the diner scene.
Oh, jump right into the diner scene, man. Okay, that was intense.
Yes. So can we all say what our
favorite line from this entire movie is?
Well, my name's not Flo.
What was it? My name's not Flo.
Yes. I wrote that. My name's not Flo, bitch. Yeah. Best line.
Damn right.
So all our heroes have converged at this diner. And the storm rolls.
Heroes?
Yeah, our heroes. And the clowns show up. And they're outside the diner looking in. And everybody's freaking out. Why didn't they go inside?
They did go inside.
No, they sat there outside. Oh, you're talking about the
clowns. I know. Excessively knocking on the windows and waving while everybody's like, get the keys!
Yeah, and it took.
But then they snuck in. Then they came in the back door somehow.
And then Flo still managed to mess this up because the Savannah yells, Flo, give me the keys. And she's like flipping out about her name. And it's like, dude, there's some crazy shit going on outside. You don't need to worry about your keys or your name. Just throw the keys.
Dude, this is the longest it ever took to lock a door. Like,
oh, absolutely.
There was so much to it, and it hit a long point where I'm like, they still don't even have the door locked. They could have just walked in at this point.
Exactly.
I'm like, what's going on?
I thought they were trying to open it.
Yeah. So then there's like Dad said, the clowns get in through the back door, and they're in there. And there's a lot of kills that happen.
all the mannequin heads.
Is there? Yeah, it's all the Flo and like the B plot people that didn't get a side story in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, but Flo got freaking wishboned.
Yeah, she got wishboned out in the parking lot.
So yeah, that was. Did you guys happen to notice the whole time they're killing all these people in the diner, that they were playing like surfer music?
Yes, I did notice that.
What in the hell was that about?
It was intense.
That was the theme. That was the diner's theme.
It almost sounded like Wipeout was literally playing in the background where they were killing all the people.
They jumped from the 20s to the 50s.
Once again, what time era does this movie take place in?
I literally have a note here that says, "No, Chef Boyardee." Because the chef gets killed.
But once again, everything that has to do with killing these people, the guts and everything are just ridiculous.
So jelly. Bad. So bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
My next note is
the apart. It's the, just like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah. So then that's when Savannah gets killed. And she gets killed because they cut out her heart and shove a block of ice where her heart should be. And that's Ronnie. And then Ronnie
hold his ice.
Ronnie puts his hand up in the air and like has electricity run through him to her. And
yeah, that was hot.
Somehow that brings Savannah back to life.
Although when but they after, first after, interact, he thought she was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand that. Was he trying to resurrect her? Was he trying what was the point of that?
Yeah, exactly. I thought the exact same thing.
Magic.
The circus.
Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
So why Savannah's getting killed, that's when our A group of people all get in the truck and haul balls to try and get away. It's Bambi, Drunken Billy Ray Cyrus, Black Elvis, and the Miner, along with the creepy long-haired pedophile that
dad
follows her around.
This is after he get bit by nipple biters.
He's the one that gets bit by nipple biters. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So then he confesses to Bambi that he is Rachel's father, and he doesn't know how to tell her, and she's sitting right next to Bambi. So I don't know why she couldn't hear
that. But then they pan to her, so she's looking at him like, oh. And then they pan away while he's, you know, doing whatever he's doing.
I love when he goes, "I'm not supposed to tell you this, but yeah. I'm about to die."
Yeah.
I did make a note here that it looks like everybody was doing their own stunts. That clown was definitely riding on the roof. I was impressed.
It was.
Well, they fell out of the car. I had to rewatch that.
It was a fake guy. You could totally see the dummy.
Like at first, I was like, "Holy shit!" Did they just fall out of that movie?
I thought he really did.
No, like, Go ahead, Chris.
Did his own stunt.
Did anybody notice that they had the back hatch of that Explorer open the entire time and never?
Yeah, that's where Hunter was sitting. He couldn't get it pulled down.
That's when Jimmy showed up and chased after him. Man, that's.
But towards the end, then they close it like it's nothing
because they lost people.
So
it was like a welcoming party.
And then, so this is when the clown jumps on the roof of the truck, like we were talking about. And long-haired pedophile dude confesses that he's Rachel's dad. And then there's no other option for them to do. Not slam on the brakes, nothing, except for the drunk or the long-haired pedophile guy to reach up and grab the clown. And both of them fall off the truck, leading to long-haired pedophile getting his head ripped off.
Mm-hmm. I think we missed it too, but the clown girl, after they killed Savannah, she's like, "Oh, you brought me a new friend," and she decided to grab a bunch of the blood and rub it continuously on her boobs.
On her breasts, yes. Yeah.
For easily, it felt like it went on for like 5 minutes.
It was a very prolonged scene.
But that's when she told everybody that these were perfect.
It was uncomfortably long. Like... It was a little too long.
The guy you're referring to as the long-haired pedophile guy, I had him as long-haired Crispin Glover.
And that's his name.
So have we met the sheriff yet?
We're about to.
We haven't even met Chris and Molly yet.
Oh.
Yeah, we got it. Well, we meet the sheriff first, who, by the way, I thought the sheriff was, like, the best character.
Yeah, but he was the worst actor. I thought he was awful. As soon as you drove up and you saw his shirt, you knew it was bad.
Oh yeah, I was like, this sheriff, I hope he joins this posse of people.
His shirt said Grimes on it.
But no, we got long-haired Bill Paxton and and the gal that knows nothing about storms have joined the ranks of our A squad.
Oh, is that Chris and Molly?
He looks just like Chris Pontius from Jackass.
He does. He absolutely looks like Chris Pontius from Jackass. Yes, he does.
But I don't think that guy's ever acted in anything before. He was awful.
No.
Well, so then...
I was waiting for him to bust out in a freaking thong.
Jesus. That's when the clowns show up and they kill the sheriff. And I don't exactly remember how they killed the sheriff.
I think they stabbed him.
He
started bleeding out of his mouth. They did that fake stabbing thing where they look like they're doing big stab things, but the knife's literally going in like a quarter of an inch, and then all of a sudden blood's going everywhere and stuff's going everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of close-up deaths.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of just jelly and barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Good day, Buffer.
And ham.
You can't even really tell what it is.
Yeah.
Biggest thing, you couldn't even tell what the heck, it was that bad.
At this point, I'm going to be perfectly honest, I fell asleep a little bit. I know that they go somewhere to get the canister because they come up with the idea in order to stop the storm, they need to...
they have to go to the ice cream parlor.
Yeah. And
well, first is just driving to get away from it.
Guy's uncle owned the ice cream store or something.
Yeah, and I believe I mentioned this earlier, that the worst storm chasers ever, they literally tell them the storm, that they're being chased by, you know, there's clowns in the tornado, and their response is, I just wish I knew that what we were dealing with. And they literally just told them.
Did we mention here that Savannah is now alive with a knife and a fork in her hand?
We did not mention that, but yeah, when she got back to life, she's kind of like lost her.
I think that was the second mind. Time.
And the,
was that in the, that was in the last restaurant. In the restaurant, she grabbed the other extra things.
Yeah.
So then.
But then you show them cutting her hand off.
So now she's Ash.
Yeah. Savash. I can't
they
think
cut
of
her hand off.
That.
And she became. Then she had the two. She jammed the two things into her arm.
Yeah.
Right.
So then we see her hitchhiking. And this chick's hitting on her and completely ignores the blood that's dripping out of her mouth.
Oh, that's right.
Her knife and fork for her hand. They make out. And then she just kills her.
So random.
But it was a nice car, though.
It was.
To get the Camaro.
Yeah.
Oh, the nice car.
Like, super random. She just, like, pulled her out of the car, made out with her, and killed her. Like.
Yeah. Wait.
It's when they're still on the run, and the tornado drops in front of them, then they go to back up, and then she pulls up behind them.
Right. And then that's when she kills the clown girl. Right?
Right. And that's when the little dude shows
the
up.
The little guy shows up.
I was going to ask you a question. Was there a... little person.
He would have to be inside of her, but I'm still trying to figure out where his little cart came from, his little bike.
Who knows?
It just showed up. I don't know.
He pulled it from the tornado, of course.
Well, I couldn't tell if it was a baby or what the hell was going on.
Yeah, I was in the same mind. I'm like, what is happening right now?
I just saw it going.
I was like, were those the tits that ate somebody? Was that like?
Yeah. So confused. And then to bring up what Chris said before, Ronnie says, make sure she's dead this time.
Yeah.
But he brought her back to life.
Or did
he? Didn't do it on purpose. He didn't know she was alive.
It looked like he did.
Yeah, it did look like he did. He struck lightning
when
to her.
When he cut her hand off?
Yeah, he freaking thored her ass.
Yeah, but he cut her hand off, but then one of the guys did something, bit into her neck or something, and she supposedly was dead again.
So then, I also have a note. Do all the clowns have stomachs that are mouths?
Yeah, because another one did it.
Another one does it, yeah.
Yeah, but that was the little guy. It was the one that came out of the other clown woman.
Clownado.
It was the little dude. He had the mouth. Because when Black Elvis goes to do something, and then his shirt opens up, and it was the little dude.
Right, and so then when they're trying to get what is it? What are they trying to get? The cold substance.
Liquid nitrogen.
Because they have this theory that tornadoes are half hot, half cold, and if you make it all one temperature, the tornado will stop.
Yeah.
Great theory.
Checks out.
Great theory.
Yeah. Great theory.
I still want to talk about one of my favorite things is when they're on the run and the one jumps in the back of the car and the girl goes to shoot him. I don't know why, but the way the sound effect and everything with the gun had me laughing out loud because it was so bad. Like at that point, every gunshot had me laughing out loud because it was so bad. It was like they overlaid the sound clip and it like doled out the rest of the audio. So like everything else went quiet for this like terrible shot.
Yeah. They were really wanting you to focus on that shot.
Yeah, can we talk about how easy it was to kill them? All they had to do was shoot them.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Nobody had a gun.
That was different.
They weren't supernatural. You could just kill them. Like,
yeah, but the other one got shot in the head, and he was fine. The big one.
Yeah, but he's a big guy. Yeah. But Damon Wayans got shot in the head and bulletproof, and he didn't die.
Yeah. Maybe he had a plate in there.
Yeah.
There's no rules for these clowns.
There's no rules. There's absolutely no rules. Sometimes you can die. Other times, hey. So,
or you can be brought back.
We're starting to run out of time, so let's kind of get through this a little fast. But like, so they get the liquid nitrogen on that quest. That's when, unfortunately, we lose Black Elvis, who I'm sure he was a lot of our favorite character. I'm sure.
Yes.
And
his best line was when they were in the strip mall, and he's all, "Thunder, motherfucker."
Thunder. I wrote that down too. I said, "Thunder, motherfucker. Thunder.
Thunder."
Yeah, and he's then Ronnie,
a big Imagine Dragons fan.
Elvis has left the building.
Yeah.
I also put the most disgusting part is when they shoved the dollar bill in the sheriff's mouth.
Oh, yeah, that was so gross. I saw that too. I went like, oh, man.
I was like, oh. I was like,
yeah.
That was a real dollar bill. That's disgusting.
Yeah. So... they get the liquid nitrogen. I think the gals kill the little person clown, right? They like rip him apart.
Yeah, yes. They like rip off his head.
Okay, yeah.
And it shows the three of them shaking the body, and you can tell it's so bad. It's not even him anymore, but they're shaking this little model thing or whatever, and there's blood spurting out of the head. And you can see that the girls are all looking like they're getting ready to start laughing.
Yeah. So now all that's left is the big guy and Ronnie are the only two clowns left. All the rest have been taken out. And so now they are going to the airport, which great CGI. Great CGI airport. Like, can we talk about it? I think
filmed it in an airport.
It was like somebody was holding on to a plane and just
I think Zack Snyder would be jealous of this airport. Like,
I put down terrible rendered airport for no reason.
This looks like something Oz could do. like legit. It was they got it for free somewhere. Someone was testing out some footage or something. That was
testing out their 3D modeling skills.
Yeah. And so then they go meet Hurricane Hawk.
Hawk.
Because apparently he likes to fly in hurricanes, which he mentions, as Martin said, beyond Ignacia.
Yeah.
And at this point, I start to notice when Billy Ray is talking to Hurricane Hawk, every time this actor talks, it's... he has to have his hands up every time. Like, he's... every single time. And I don't know, like, he's that excited, I guess. Just, they're like, okay, you ready? We need you to go over the top.
Okay, but here's the big one. When those two guys are talking, did anybody notice the perv dad walking in the background?
No.
No.
Total missed it. He walks right behind him because only one person in the world can have that shirt. He walks by. He goes limping behind him. He's against the wall, and he walks by.
So he's okay. Maybe it's a deleted scene.
Yeah, he got out. He was okay.
They just reattached his head.
Maybe they felt the story was better off with him dying at that one point.
Yeah.
Oh.
They had to go back.
So was the whole movie a deleted scene?
They know a great they know a great CGI guy, so they just took him right out of all the scenes.
Oh, man.
So then Hurricane Hawk and Drunk Billy Ray Cyrus are going to go up into the plane to do this, and the storm chasers insist that they go. What happened to the big clown? He died somehow along the way right now, right?
He got shot.
Yeah, shot.
He got shot before they even left that building, right? Because they took him out right after the little person clown, right?
It was at the end.
Santa comes out and jumps out of the car and shoots him 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, it was after they dealt with the tornado.
After they dumped him off the top of the truck, then she pulls up in her car and she shoots him.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, the four people on the plane that's when they drop the liquid nitrogen out there to nullify the tornado, and it shuts it down, and you see Ronnie drop to the building, which nobody in the world thinks Ronnie's dead. There's absolutely no way. All the other clowns die of regular causes, but not Ronnie. He's the big guy. So, in typical fashion, you think that they're safe and everything's okay, and here comes Ronnie, and Savannah shows up, and they're kind of like doing this standoff, and Ronnie's telling her like, oh, I don't even remember what he says, but it's something along the lines of like, you're like worthless without me type thing. And
famous last words, buddy.
They brought in
but then he tells her when he walks up to her, she's pointing a gun at him, and then he says, but you always love me.
Yeah. And then they brought in their amazing CGI guy for this scene. And Savannah shoots Ronnie in the head, and there's a CGI Ronnie's body missing his head and confetti launched everywhere. And it almost looks like a cartoon drawn. It doesn't even almost look like CGI.
I was impressed.
And the whole time, I just was...
Finish it.
I just have on my notes, and I think this will about sum it up, party favor head explodes.
And the big ending.
That's basically that's what the I end. Have in my notes. Savannah gets ending. To live with her ice heart. And
she has a circus to run.
Bambi is going to go home to her daughter. Rachel is going to live on her own. And Billy Ray Cyrus is... I think doesn't he take Rachel home?
Oh yeah, he takes them both home.
All right, and then the storm chasers make it. Everybody makes it except for Black Elvis, and that is that. So
poor Dion.
Let's. I have a couple.
His name was Dion.
I have. It's funny that. I have some reviews here, and I have a 1-star review and a 5-star review on here. So let's start with the 5-star review because I don't think any of us would give it a 5-star review. I was lucky enough to watch a screener back in June. I've been a fan of Todd Sheets' work since the early 2010s, and this is by far his best work. He keeps getting better and better with each film. The story was fast-paced and fun. The practical effects work was gory as hell, and the cast did an overall pretty good job. It's rough around the edges in spots, but that's something every indie horror film has, And you have to look past that and see the true, genuine passion and love put into it. 5 stars.
That just made me like it even more, Jay.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Great call. I completely agree with that rendition of what he just said.
Yeah. So
even the 5 stars.
He hit it right on the head.
So Dad's giving it 5 stars. All right, good to know.
Yeah, that was good.
So here's the 1-star review, which I was reading it going, yeah, this guy knows his shit.
Is this Spielberg?
This is the title. So terrible, even terrible movie lovers can't enjoy it. By Meaty.
Meaty?
That's the title of his review. I have removed this purchase from my video library and wish I hadn't even watched it so I could get my money back. Holy hell. I love a good indie film, whether it's well done, bad, or intentionally bad. I'm thinking this was unintentionally bad. The script is cringe-inducing. The props team clearly has no idea what the insides of a human is supposed to look like. And the actors made me feel dirty. You can make an A-plus film on a shoestring budget. These guys chose not to. A bold choice. Let's see how it plays out. 1 star.
I mean, they're both right.
Yeah. So, how many stars, Amber, would you give this movie?
Oh, don't start with me. I would give it a 2.
All right,
okay. Dad.
For sheer...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, continue.
Man, I'm gonna go a little bit farther. I'm actually gonna give it like 3.5.
Wow.
Just because it was so wacky, and some of those characters were so funny because they didn't have a clue on what they were doing. That it does kind of hold your interest, even though you know how bad everything is. But when you're critiquing it to pick it apart, I mean, it was okay.
This is the last podcast Dad will be appearing on. Martin, what did you think?
I thought it was god awful and terrible and a waste of my time. But I watched it because. Wanted to be a part of this and want to quote one of the characters from the movie when he said shit happens every 42 seconds and immediately in my head I was like more like shit happens for an hour and 39 minutes of the movie.
That's great.
1 star.
1 star. All right. Bub?
I think I'm at the 2.5-star mark down the middle. I think it's kind of the both of those comments. I mean, you could see like the passion from the indie director. You could tell that they weren't trying to do something great with it because there was a lot of times where the jokes and things thrown in there were terrible, and they weren't meant to be good. I mean, you had Black Elvis in it. Obviously they weren't trying to do anything serious with it at all. So
yeah.
That's why they got 1 star.
And I love a movie that has me guessing, you know, what the hell's going on, you know, with that 1920s accents for no reason. I love it.
<Ra-ta-ta>.
Hey, did anybody else?
Oh, and there he goes.
There goes the voice.
He is lost in the abyss.
I said, did anybody else watch the trailer other than me?
Oh, yes. We all watched the trailer, yes.
The trailer made it look like it was going to be pretty good.
The trailer was the best part of the whole movie.
Dad, you gave it like 3.5 stars. That means you thought it was really good.
Well, I didn't think it was that good, but it was okay. You know, it got all of its good things from like an 18-year-old group of guys. They all thought it was good.
So I'm going to give it 1.5 stars. The blood effects were beyond terrible. The acting was extremely bad, with the exception of a couple people. I thought Ronnie was actually really good. I liked him, and I was glad to see that he was the first build because I thought he deserved it.
Yeah. Yeah. He oversold everything.
He did. He did. But he's a clown, so I was okay with it. I liked the fact that they killed Savannah off because that surprised me. But then they brought her back to like be like the clown hunter and brought her back twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1.5 stars, guys. 1.5 stars. So now we're going to go into our next segment here. Would you want to see this done with a big budget? Like
it already was done with a big budget.
Like you get any like James Gunn's coming in, he's making Clownado. Like, what do you guys think? Like, would you think that would help the movie? Like, same script, no. It's the exact same script. You can't change that, but it's going to be on a bigger budget. Like, you're going to get good actors in there.
I tell you what, if you got Woody Harrelson as Hunter and Samuel Jackson as Black Elvis having his motherfucker line in, yeah. It's in there.
Yeah.
You got a winner.
And I say that you get like
Amy Adams.
You get Amy Adams as Savannah. Wrote itself, dude. And then I think for the clown, for Ronnie, you need like, dude, it's too bad you said Woody Harrelson, because Woody Harrelson would have been a good Ronnie.
No, Bill Moseley.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good.
Who's the guy from, how come I can't think of his name? From House of a Thousand Corpses.
Bill Moseley. Mm-hmm.
Was that Bill Moseley?
Mm-hmm. Who was the guy that we met at the show that was in Frighteners that we thought would be a good Joker?
Michael J. Fox.
Bill Moseley.
So what do you say, Amber? What do you think? Big budget recast? Do you think this movie would be bumped up? Well, what do you think it would make a difference? Like, do you think this movie would still be sitting like pretty bad? Say. Like Snakes on a Plane, the reality of it is that that's a B movie, but because they put some money into it, it was able to go to theaters, and I really enjoyed it.
Samuel Jackson is the key.
Awful.
Samuel Jackson is the key. Like,
but he'll be in this one too.
I think better actors and better budget would make a difference. Yes.
I think that they need to have Black Elvis has to be Will Smith, and he has to slap one of the clowns.
Too soon.
Is that too soon, guys? Is that too soon?
Yeah.
I don't know why in my head I was hearing Will Ferrell. And I was confused. I was like, why would you
Will Ferrell could be Ronnie. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Dad, what do you think? Big budget?
Man, I don't know if big budget would have changed the outlook of that movie. Seriously.
Still 3.5 stars.
Yeah, you gave it 3.5 stars out of 5. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, Martin?
No. It might bump it up to 2 stars, and there might be better like blood effects and gore, but and maybe a little bit more acting, but still the story is terrible.
Story was too bad. Okay. All right. Bub?
Yeah, I think we should go for it. I think big budget this thing. Like I said, Samuel Jackson. I mean, they wrote that line for Samuel Jackson. The Thunder motherfucker, Thunder. I mean,
yep.
Like I said, the script was made for him there. And the gore effects, it'd be one of those movies where you could star-stud it and it'd be so bad that you'd still want to watch it because it's got all these stars and it's a terrible film.
Yeah,
I get that.
There's already too many out there like that.
I agree.
Not enough anymore.
I think you bring in some good A-list actors and you make like almost like a Zombieland out of this thing. You get some Academy Award winners in there, and and you boost up the effects a little bit, and you have some fun with it, just like Snakes on a Plane. And you yeah. leave the name, Clownado, because people will be like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous, and they'll go see it.
Bill Murray could have been Hawk.
Oh, no, my God. Bill Murray is
Bill
Hawk.
Murray could have been the pervy
John dad. Goodman. John Goodman would have yeah. been a good Hurricane Hawk.
Yeah.
Hold on, I think
and you put a person with them.
I think, honestly, one thing if they would have done in this movie is if the entire circus was, like, in the tornado and, like, going around, and then it just dropped it, and yeah. then they were, like, in it like that. Like, I think that would have...
In a bigger yeah, budget, they might do something like that.
Yes,
you know, would. Like, the tornado would look better. I mean, look at The Return to Oz. I mean, great movie, you know?
Terrible movie.
So, guys, that's all we got for you today. So, there's Remy. He wants to talk about Clownado.
He did not watch it. Just so that's clear.
On our next episode, all of us nerds are taking the fight to evil one more time, and we're going to be going after a pair of killer pants. And so the name of the movie we are going to be watching is Slacks,
yeah.
with two X's, S-L-A-X-X. We're gonna
extra X is for scary.
Yeah, we're gonna post the trailer on our page so you guys can watch it, and then yeah, we will talk about it. So if you guys want to chime in, we have an email address that you guys can send questions if you want us to answer them or anything, and we'll put that down at the bottom or in the description or both. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for listening in to the very first episode.
Yes, yeah, yes. Thanks for thank you for joining us in our battle against evil.
And whatever you do, make sure that you check out Clownado.
Yeah, check out Clownado. Torture yourself for a little bit.
Yes. Watch yeah, with a group of friends for sure. Don't watch alone.
No.
It'd be very depressing.
Yeah. I think Slacks might need to be a group watch because we watched this one all by ourselves. I'm thinking group watch for the next one because I think that'll make it a little bit more fun.
Group watch for the third one for sure.
We're all already like, picking them. Don't say it because Martin already watched Slacks.
I won't say it.
We need to keep our pick secret until it's time.
The third one we're gonna have to actually purchase.
Yeah.
DVD.
Yeah. But let's. All right. So Slacks is next, guys. And thank you very much for watching first episode in our battle against evil. Join us next week to help us continue this battle.
And don't forget, shit happens every 42 seconds.
Ha 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 ha!